This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, there are five things that you need to put into every day of your life if you want to walk with God on a consistent basis as a Christian. And maybe you're not a Christian and you hear about Christians and the Christian life and you wonder a bit about it. Well, the heart of the Christian life is that we have a living relationship with God, and we walk with God. We grow in that relationship with Him. He's involved in our lives. We talk to Him. We listen to Him. And this journey with God is what makes the Christian life so awesome. It's not just religious activities on a Sunday in church. It's a whole way of life that involves walking with God. But you can be a Christian, have been forgiven by God for all the ways you've offended Him because of what Jesus did on the cross to make that way of forgiveness for us. You can have come to God, put your trust in Jesus, and started that relationship with Him, and yet somehow drift away from walking with God. Well, if that's you, this is the way back to God. These five things are what need to be in your life for you to walk with God. First of all, you need to read the Bible every day of your life. The Bible is God's word to us, His message to us, and in it He speaks to us so clearly, guides us in life, gives us principles for life. Your life will be solid if it's built on the Bible. The second thing is to pray. And prayer isn't some weird thing with fancy words that nobody ever normally uses, kind of in a sing-song way of saying it, or read from a book or a piece of paper. The kind of prayer that God talks about when He tells us pray without ceasing is just that intimate conversation. But the kind of prayer God is talking about when He says to us pray without ceasing is that kind of intimate conversation and communication between two people who love each other and they're in the same room, no matter what they're working on. There's just that chatter going back and forth between them as they're working. Well, that's praying without ceasing, that you have that kind of ongoing communication with God no matter what you're doing. The third thing is to learn to listen to God and to find a place and a time to get quiet and just say, God, what are you saying to me? And often that is best done with your Bible open in front of you. You've just been reading, and just take some time and allow God to speak to you. And the fourth thing that needs to go into your life every single day, if you want to walk with God, is to be a witness for Jesus to the people around you. In John chapter 17, as Jesus finishes His time with the disciples, He prays to the Father for them, and He says, Father, just as You sent Me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Then Jesus was arrested and went to the cross, died, and rose again and appeared to His disciples, and in one of those conversations He said to them, again, just as the Father has sent Me, even so I am sending you. And this is what God wants to do with your life, just what He did with Jesus' life. Maybe not going to the cross physically to die for other people, but that Jesus came into this world before He went to the cross, He just showed us what God was like, right? He was constantly talking to the people around Him about God and helping them see God for who He really is and talking about His own relationship with the Father. He did that all the time. He helped people see what God is like and the kind of relationship God wants with us. You remember His last words to the disciples before He went to heaven to be with God again. He said to them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be My witnesses. So this is the thing. God wants you to just be very open about your Christianity, very open about your relationship with Him. Not so much talking about doctrines, but talking about your relationship with God, and then helping people see how they can have a relationship with God too. It's why you're still here. So make sure every day to live as a witness for Jesus. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.